been here before. Brundle has finally taken the time to pull Gregor aside and explain what's going on. Gregor is not amused.
Sorry you walked into it cold, says Brundle, but I figured it would be best for you to see for yourself.
He speaks with a Midwestern twang and a flatness of affect that his colleagues sometimes mistake for signs of an underlying psychopathology.
See what in particular?
Gregor asks sharply.
What in particular?
Gregor tends to repeat himself, changing only the intonation, when he's disturbed. He's human enough to recognize it as a bad habit, but still finds it difficult to suppress the reflex. Brundle pauses on the footpath, looks around to make sure there's nobody within earshot. The mall is nearly empty today, and only a humid breeze stirs the waters on the pool.
Tell me what you think.
Gregor thinks for a moment, then summons up his full command of the local language. It's good practice.
The boys in the big house are asking for a cab. It means someone's pulled his head out of his ass for long enough to realize they've got worse things to worry about than being shafted by the Soviets. Something's happened to make them realize they need a policy for dealing with the abductors. This is against doctrine. We need to do something about it fast before they start asking the right questions. Something's shaken them up. Something secret. Some human source from the wrong side of the curtain, perhaps. Could it be that man Gordievsky? But they haven't quite figured out what being here means. Sagan, does his presence mean what I think it does?
Yes, Brundle says tersely.
Oh dear.
A reflex trips, and Gregor takes off his spectacles and polishes them nervously on his tie before replacing them.
Is it just him, or does it go further?
He leaves the rest of the sentence unspoken by convention. Is it just him you think we'll have to silence?
Further.
Brundle tends to talk out of the side of his mouth when he's agitated, and from his current expression, Gregor figures he's really upset.
Sagan and his friends at Cornell have been using the Arecibo dish to listen to the neighbors. This wasn't anticipated. Now they're asking for permission to beam a signal at the nearest of the other disks, straight up, more or less. Talk to us. Unfortunately, Sagan is well known, which is why he caught the attention of our nominal superiors. Meanwhile, the Soviets have found something that scared them. CIA didn't hear about it through the usual assets. They contacted the State Department via the embassy. They're that scared.
Brundle pauses a moment.
Sagan and his buddies don't know about that, of course. Why has nobody shot them already?
Gregor asks coldly.
Brundle shrugs. We pulled the plug on their funding just in time. If we shot them as well, someone might notice. Everything could go non-linear while we were trying to cover it up. You know the problem. This is a semi-open society, inadequately controlled. A bunch of astronomers get together on their own initiative, academic conference, whatever, and decide to spend a couple of $1,000s of research grant money from NIST to establish communications with the nearest disk. How are we supposed to police that kind of thing?
Shut down all their radio telescopes, at gunpoint if necessary. But I figure a power cut or a congressional committee would be just as effective as leverage.
Perhaps, but we don't have the Soviets' resources to work with. Anyway, that's why I dragged Sagan in for the cab. It's a Potemkin village, you understand, to convince everybody he contacted that something is being done, but we're going to have to figure out how to shut him up.
Sagan is the leader of the Talk to Us Alien Gods crowd, I take it.
Yes.
Well.
Gregor considers his next words carefully.
Assuming he's still clean and uncontaminated, we can turn him or we can ice him. If we're going to turn him, we need to do it convincingly. Full tellurization. And we'll need to come up with a convincing rationale. Use him to evangelize the astronomical community into shutting up or herring off in the wrong direction. Like Heisenberg and the Nazi nuclear weapons program.
He snaps his fingers.
Why don't we tell him the truth? At least something close enough to it to confuse the issue completely.
Because he's a member of the Federation of American Scientists, and he won't believe anything we tell him without independent confirmation.
Brundle mutters through one side of his mouth.
That's the trouble with using a government agency as our cover story.
They walk in silence for a minute.
I think it would be very dangerous to underestimate him, says Gregor. He could be a real asset to us, but uncontrolled, he's very dangerous. If we can't silence him, we may have to resort to physical violence. And with the number of colonies they've already seeded, we can't be sure of getting them all.
Atomize the state of their understanding, Brundle says abruptly. I want a reality check. I'll tell you what's new after you run down the checklist.
Okay.
Gregor thinks for a minute.
Let us see. What everyone knows is that between 0315 and 12 seconds and 13 seconds Zulu time on October 2nd, 62, all the clocks stopped, the satellites went away, the star map changed, 19 airliners and 46 ships in transit ended up in terminal trouble, and they found themselves transferred from a globe in the Milky Way galaxy to a disk which we figure is somewhere in the Lesser Magellanic Cloud. Meanwhile, the Milky Way galaxy, we assume that's what it is, has changed visibly. Lots of metal-depleted stars, signs of macroscopic cosmic engineering, that sort of thing. The public explanation is that the visitors froze time, skinned the Earth, and plated it over the disk. Luckily, they're still bickering over whether the explanation is Minsky's copying, hypothesis, or that guy Morovich with his digital simulation theory.
Indeed. Brundle kicks at a paving stone idly.
Now, what is your forward analysis?
Well, sooner or later they're going to turn dangerous. They have the historic predisposition toward teleological errors, to belief in a giant omnipotent creator and a purpose to their existence. If they start speculating about the intentions of a transcendent intelligence, it's likely they'll eventually ask whether their presence here is symptomatic of God's desire to probe the circumstances of his own birth. After all, we have evidence of how many technological species on the disk. 10 million? 12? Replicated many times in some cases. They might put it together with their concept of manifest destiny and conclude that they are in fact doomed to give birth to God, which is an entirely undesirable conclusion for them to reach from our point of view. Teleologists being bad neighbors, so to speak.
Yes, indeed, Brundle says thoughtfully, then titters quietly to himself for a moment.
This isn't the first time they've avoided throwing around H-bombs in bulk. That's unusual for primate civilizations. If they keep doing that, they could be dangerous.
Dangerous is relative, says Brundle. He titters again. Things move inside his mouth.
Don't do that, Gregor snaps.
He glances round instinctively, but nothing happens.
You're jumpy.
Brundle frowns.
Stop worrying so much. We don't have much longer here.
Are we being ordered to move? Or to prepare a sterilization strike?
Not yet. Brundle shrugs. We have further research to continue with before a decision is reached. The Soviets have made a discovery. Their crewed exploration program. The Korolev lucked out.
They...
Gregor tenses.
What did they find?
He knows about the big nuclear-powered Akranoplan, the Dragon of the Caspian, searching the seven oceans for new worlds to conquer. He even knows about the small fleet they're trying to build at Arkhangelsk, the ruinous expense of it. But this is new.
What did they find?
Brundle grins humorlessly.
They found ruins. Then they spent another 8 weeks mapping the coastline. They've confirmed what they found. They sent the State Department photographs, survey details, the lot.
Brundle gestures at the Cuban War Monument, the huge granite column dominating the mall, its shadow pointing toward the capital.
They found Washington, D.C. in ruins. 140,000 miles that way.
He points due north.
They're not total idiots, and it's the first time they've found one of their own species transfer cognates. They might be well on their way to understanding the truth. Luckily, our comrades in Moscow have that side of the affair under control, but they communicated their discovery to the CIA before it could be suppressed, which raises certain headaches. We must make sure that nobody here asks why. So I want you to start by dealing with Sagan.